Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3-2 from Iglesias. Swinging a bouncer, ticking off of his glove to the second baseman, Allen, and the throw to first got him. Pirates finish 71-91 as the season ends in Atlanta, 4-1, Atlanta.
And the Pirates just made another huge mistake. I think they have already waved the white flag for 2026. Another year of Paul Skenes down the drain. The team's president wants it. The team's owner wants it. But do the players? And I already know the fans don't. The Pirates are bringing back Ben Cherington, 4-year 7. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 2. Joe still attending to his family in Buffalo. I believe Bob Pompiani will be back tomorrow. He should have this show covered tomorrow and Thursday before I'm back in here on a football Friday. Our guy Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is behind the glass taking your calls and answering your texts at 412-928-9370. We're going to get into the Pirates for the most part today. We do have Nick Faribault stopping by for an hour. There is no Mike Tomlin press conference today due to the Steelers on the bye week. We will chat with Nick from 11 until noon. Noah Hiles, who was one of the reporters down inside the Pirates facility yesterday, talking to Travis Williams, Ben Cherington, and Don Kelly. He will join us at noon. We will get a mini recap of Monday Night Football, a pair of games last night, and some things happening in those games that we can discuss. We will listen to some of what Don Kelly said with Colin Dunlap from KDKA AM. He was on his show yesterday afternoon, and some good little clips there from what Don Kelly sees in the Pirates' future. And playoff baseball in about 3 hours from now will be underway. Austin and I will make some playoff picks, some World Series predictions as we go through another October without Pirates baseball. Off the Top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. That was a little rundown of what is coming up in the next 4 hours on this show. Don Kelly did fine. I am good with his return. I am happy for him. I am glad that he has been extended by the Pirates. I'm totally cool with that. He didn't have the interim tag from the jump, so I think that was expected by most people. And even though they weren't quite a 500 ball club with him, I don't think he did a particularly bad job. He was 59-65 in his part season role as Pirates manager, and I think it is fair to wonder, what does the team look like if if Don Kelly is the man the whole time? Derek Shelton put this team in a 12-26 hole. The season was over. But my big question is about Ben Cherington and the retainment of Ben Cherington. Why? The man has had 6 years to do something. He has failed. I know his boss is Bob Nutting. The guy is tight on his wallet. Spend nutting, win nutting. I hear it all the time. I get it. That the ownership has to put more money into the on-field product. That is absolutely an issue. But anytime Ben Cherington has been in charge with the shopping, he has gotten nothing but spoiled goods. A few pieces have slipped through the cracks. He's made a few decent moves. The pitching does look like it's in pretty good shape. But for the most part, it has been a disaster. They were worse this season than the last two seasons while having Paul Skenes and a very promising young pitching staff. They were 20 games below 500 in a season that we saw the most dominant pitching performance ever in a Pirates uniform. And Austin, I know you put this out there yesterday, the record by season for Ben Cherington, who, yeah, he does have a World Series ring, was mostly carried to that by the Boston Red Sox back in 2013. Every other year he was in Boston. Austin, do you know where he finished, where the Red Sox finished every other year?
Right around the bottom there, Donnie.
Last place. Yep. They were last place in the American League East every other year outside of 2013. And so far, his time in Pittsburgh has been more of the same. 2020, they were 19-41, that COVID-shortened season. 2021, they were 61-101. The next year, a one-win improvement, 62-100 in 2022. Then we saw a nice jump. We did. We, as Pirates fans, thought maybe these guys are turning the corner a little bit. 2023, they won 76 games. They were soon to be drafting Paul Skenes. They drafted him in the middle of that season. They finished with 76 wins. I think there was a lot of reason for optimism going into 2024. Hey, we have a guy who can be a generational talent. He could be the best pitcher of this next generation, and I think he will be that 2 years in. They finished with the same record in 2024 after what was a promising start to the season. They were a team that was above 500, 100 games into the year. So they flatlined a little bit. And then 2025, a season of utter disappointment. You have Paul Skenes for a full 162. He proceeds to pitch mostly in dominant fashion. Outside of a couple of starts, and I do mean a couple of starts, this guy was absolute nails anytime he was on the mound. His ERA was below 2. He led the league. His ERA plus was like 220. He led the league. The numbers were just overwhelmingly good. They had some good pitchers behind him. They've had some good pitchers come up late in the season. And they finished 5 games worse. They were the worst team by far in the NL Central. They have seen 3 teams in the NL Central make the playoffs this year. The Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs, and the Cincinnati Reds. Ben Cherington's overall record in 6 seasons as the Pirates general manager is 365-505. The only thing this guy is good at is finishing in last place. And we hear the team president, who apparently listens to Bucko talk every now and then, try to tell us, don't worry, we are focused on winning and we will win. Full stop, period. Hell, he might be listening right now. But I don't care. I have the microphone in front of my face, and he can always change the channel if he wants to. He says they will win, and 2026 is all about making the playoffs, full stop, period. He used that phrase multiple times in his chat with the media, and we will do a little read and react to that in a little bit. Okay, pal, then let's see it. Put those cards on the table. Because something tells me you guys will not have a winning hand. You have an ace card. He wears number 30. And mostly junk all around it. The other problem is, all of the other teams in baseball are not going to fold in fear. They will continue to get better. We see teams with similar or smaller markets to Pittsburgh succeed to some degree. Just watch the playoffs today. The Cleveland Guardians, they'll be hosting a game just after 1 p.m. Oh, isn't Cleveland in the playoffs a lot? Yeah, they are. Quite often. The Cincinnati Reds are in. They're facing an uphill battle. They play the LA Dodgers tonight, I think just after 9 p.m. But guess what? Their fans get to watch playoff baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers were so good, they have a bye to the NLDS. A team that plays in Milwaukee has built the best team in baseball. You have seen almost every team around baseball make the playoffs at least once, if not multiple times, since Ben Cherington has taken the role of Pirates general manager. In fact, every team in their own division has made the playoffs twice since GMBC shook hands with Bob Nutting on an official basis. The Brewers, the Cubs, the Reds, the Cardinals, all of them. They have made the playoffs at least twice in the 6 years that Ben Cherington has been the Pirates GM. We aren't even asking for a World Series in this town, guys. We know that's a little bit unrealistic, and it's not really fair to ask for that. And even though small market teams have made the playoffs and have made little runs, we haven't seen a truly small market team raise the trophy in quite a little bit. That's not what we are asking for. All we want to see is a real team play real baseball in the final month. We want to see a team play baseball games that mean something in October. That is all we are asking for. Even if that's just a couple of games, give us something. Give us a taste of that. Some people out there listening or watching us on our YouTube stream or streaming us on the Odyssey app, they are lucky enough to have witnessed one, two, maybe even all three of the World Series titles since 1960. Some of us aren't. I'm not. Austin isn't. Fans that are under the age of 35 have no recollection of even big playoff games. They would have been a couple of years old in 1992. Fans that are under 50 barely have a recollection of the last playoff or the last World Series win. The best we got is a Russell Martin home run off Johnny Cueto in a wild card game. That is what we have to hold on to. And I'd love to hear from people on this at 412-928-9370. Let's go. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We already have a couple of lined up. You can join the queue as well. Shriver will kick us off. What's going on, Shriver?
Hey, good morning, Donnie. I was curious yesterday. I looked up how much Nutting bought the Pirates for. It says on online it was $92 million, and they're worth approximately $1.4 or $1.3 billion. Well, I don't understand. Like this, to me, it seems like Nutting has the perfect window with all of our sports teams struggling. The Penguins are looking bad the next few years. They've been bad. The Steelers, 10 years without the playoffs, without a playoff win. I mean, college sports are not looking great. He has a window right now to say, let me spend $50-60 million. If he came out next week and said, we're signing Paul Skenes as record contract, and then he was putting money into the team, I feel like he has a window to gain a huge fan base while all the other teams are struggling, and has a huge window to put actual winners on the field. And then playoffs, the seats are filled every Friday night. You don't need to do these stupid bobbleheads or fireworks nights. Everyone would want to go to see, because they'd constantly be winning if he would just put some money into the team. I know everyone's saying that, but I'm suggesting, with all the money he's made on the team over the years, why hasn't he used it to his own product? I don't get it at all.
Shriver, you're dead on, man, and I don't mean to cut you off there at the end. And a lot of people feel that way, and a lot of people should feel that way. It seems so simple, doesn't it? And you would have thought, given what Bob Nutting witnessed in 2013 through 2015, hey, we have people coming into this ballpark a lot, and we're not doing some silly drone show. We're not doing a t-shirt promotion. It's not dollar hot dog night. We don't have fireworks and a band after the game. We have people coming into this stadium just to watch this team play because they are putting out a good product. That's how things go around the league. You would have thought that would have stuck with him, what he saw through that three-year stretch. They tore it down in 2016. They haven't really been close since. And what you said at the beginning of that call is right on as well. It's not as if the other teams in this city are so far away from them success-wise in the last 10 years that they just can't reach it. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. Don't look now, but the same can almost be said for the Penguins. I know that they did have the back-to-back cups in 16 and 17, so they bought a little bit more goodwill. But speaking of goodwill, Bob Nutting could get so much of that if he said, you know what, this city needs a team that can win. I have a pitcher that can carry us there. If we just get a little bit more, he can get us over the hump.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have a pitching staff that can absolutely compete in October. And they won't do it. I mean, it makes you wonder if they care. It really does. It's almost unfathomable to think that an owner would not care about his team, but it makes you wonder. Things that seem like they could do so easily, they refuse to do it. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin. What's going on, Rob?
What's up, Donnie? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What do you got for me?
Man, you hit it dead on just what you just said. That owner doesn't care, man. He don't care, Donnie. And then you got, what's his name, Williams, and talking about Charrington, and he couldn't even answer those guys yesterday. Like, how do you, there's no excuse. You keep saying, oh, we got to get better, we're going to get better. Everybody's goal is to make the playoff. We don't want to hear you keep saying that. But then you regress this year. You're 5 games worse with the best pitcher in baseball. There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse, Donnie. There's none, man. And I always say it, man, when you got those quarterbacks in the NFL, when you see they got it, you know, like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, you go all in because the window's short. But that's another window. The window's getting smaller and smaller every year that we don't put no money on the offensive side, man. I'm just tired of it. I'm fed up with it because we have everything for October baseball. We have the fans. We have the stadium. We have the weather. I just don't understand it, man. I really don't. And then, you know, you say you care. They don't care, Donnie. They really don't care, in my opinion, man.
Rob, I love the call. And you struck another chord there because I think that the Pirates have conceded another year by bringing back Ben Charrington for 2026. And one of the words that Rob used, I think, is a common feeling among Pirates fans. The fan base is tired and worn out. And some have already stepped away from the Pirates. You have your diehards, you always will, who never, ever leave because they feel like it's not Pittsburgh enough. I will never leave my black and gold until I'm dead and cold. And listen, everybody has their right to that. The Pirates better thank their lucky stars that they have those people, or else they would have nobody. And I want nothing more than to be wrong, but I just don't think I am here. It feels like the way that they have treated this team in the last decade, and now even more so since they have Paul Skeens and we know just how good this guy is. It is really irking people like it never has before. I have seen people say that the last 10 years of Pirates baseball has felt way more draining than the 20-year drought we went through from 92 to 2013. And I wasn't fully entrenched for the start of that, but my childhood, all I saw was nothing but losing baseball all the way through until I was 18 years old. And now, since that playoff game in 2015, when they were shut down by Jake Arrieta, we are coming up on 10 years of that game, and we have yet to see another good Pirates team take the field. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the E-Block here in Bethel Park. What's going on, E-Block?
Hey, what's going on, Donnie?
Not much.
I think it's Elias Sports Bureau. Yesterday, it popped up, and I found this online. Over the last couple years, they released every team that's made the playoffs, and the last time they did it, there's only one team that's made the, has a longer playoff drought in Major League Baseball, and that's the Angels, 11 years. The Pirates are 10. Every other Major League Baseball team has been to the playoffs at least once, 5 years or less. And I guarantee the Angels will be in the playoffs before the Pirates. You're going to go through another 10 years before they make the playoffs again with this owner. Now, I'm 59 years old in November, and I remember 71. I remember 79. I remember Manny Sanguin ripping the double down the right field line to send a game back to Baltimore and tie the series up. I remember all that. But I'm telling you, if they don't start changing, the thing about it is you have the best ballpark, like people said. You have a big fan base because baseball was number one in Pittsburgh way before the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball carried Pittsburgh for years. They've been around since 1887. So the problem is they've only won 100 games once in their whole, the whole time the team's been around. They've had one 100 game win season. And with this owner, you'll never reach the milestones that this team should make ever. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, man, it sucks. I mean, and I'm envious of you and everybody in your generation, like basically my dad's generation, that they have gotten to see the Pirates win the World Series. Because I really don't think I'm ever going to get to see it. All I want to see is a friggin' playoff series win. I don't even, if they don't win the World Series, that's whatever. I just want to see them win an actual series. They have a one-game wild card win in 2013, and that is all I have to really look back on and enjoy as a Pirates fan. That's pathetic. I have seen the Steelers win multiple Super Bowls. I have seen the Penguins win multiple Stanley Cups. We have not seen the Pirates do anything more than win a one-game wild card. You can join these people on the fan hotline, 412-928-9370. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Also, what are they going to do in the offseason? So, okay, you can trade Mitch Keller. I think that is their big trade chip. Get a comparable bat. The Spencer Horwitz trade has worked. And Luis Ortiz is going to be banned from baseball. So that is Ben Cherington's crown jewel as of right now. So that's one way to bring another bat in. Okay, what are they going to do otherwise in free agency? There's a couple of names you could throw around. I don't think they would sign any of them. There was a name that Noah Hyles suggested going into 2025. Tyler O'Neill, he had a bad year. Maybe they can get him on the cheap. He only played 54 games. If Andrew McCutchen doesn't come back to DH, hey, call Marcell Ozuna. There's another 20-plus home runs. That guy is basically an automatic 20-plus home run hitter. Yoan Moncada, he's injury-riddled. He's over 30. He hasn't played a full season since 2021. He might as well be a Pirate already.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But how many positions are this on this team should really be set for 2026? Horwitz at first base. Gonzalez at second base. I think the left side of the infield should be open until Connor Griffin comes up. Do you stick with O'Neal Cruz in center field? I guess. I don't want to change the guy's position again. Brian Reynolds in right field. They have a ton of question marks. I think Rafael Flores will be the opening day catcher, and only because Henry Davis, I think the guys used this term yesterday, Henry Davis is basically Paul Skeens' caddy. That's the only reason he'll be on the team. Man, what a tale of two first overall picks there. One has a chance to be quite possibly the best pitcher of this next generation of baseball, and the other guy can't hit 160. 412-928-9370. Andrew wants to talk about Connor Griffin. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, I just wanted to throw out one name real quick. The Pirates are linked to them in 2023. I think they should do everything in their power to get Brett Rooker. He hits a lot of home runs.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I would love that.
The other thing I wanted to say is, I have a question for you. If you were Don Kelly, would you have Griffin start in your opening day roster?
I think, and thanks for the call, Andrew. I wonder, and I know Colin talked to him yesterday, they did not get into Connor Griffin. We will get to some of his answers later on. I wonder if you gave Don Kelly truth serum, he would probably say, yeah, I want Connor Griffin to be my opening day shortstop. The problem is, will they allow that to happen? I was hoping that he would finish his season in AAA, like for the last few weeks, and then they would see what he could do in spring training. And I know that's not always the end-all be-all. We have seen guys have great spring training sessions and then come up here and be terrible. I think Kevin Newman hit like 700 one year in Bradenton. But Griffin looks like the real deal, man. I mean, he played A-ball, high A-ball, double A-ball this year, and the guy just got better and better. His numbers at AA were better than they were at the other two levels. Now, he played fewer games, but he slashed 337, 418, 542, 960. The guy had an OPS of 960 in 21 AA games. Between the three teams this year, he had an OPS of 942. He had 21 home runs and 94 runs batted in. Oh, by the way, he had 65 stolen bases in 122 games. It looks like they got something here. It really does. He's about the only position player among their top prospects that I am excited about. Tamar Johnson continues to go lower and lower down the list another pedestrian season for him in 2025. He hit a little bit better than he had in years past. He definitely hit better than he had in 2024. He did hit 272 this season, but still, you know, just like an average year. You want to see better out of that from a guy that's a top prospect. Griffin looks like he could be a really good major league player. They should try to get that guy up here as quickly as possible. I know they get worried about rushing players up to this level, but I think Griffin is, you know, he has a shot. He won't be like the Skeens of their position players, but they need to do something like this eventually where they call a guy up and he's only like 20 years old. And they need to build the team around this guy and Paul Skeens. If you told me by next May or June, Connor Griffin is this team's everyday shortstop, let's roll. I'm good with that. That fills a void. But what do they do until then? Probably just Jared Triolo. They throw around a couple of other bodies. But otherwise, man, there's just not much down there to be excited about that's not Connor Griffin. 412-928-9370. Get you in on the conversation. Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Donnie. I just want to know what Bob Nutting's incentive to make the playoffs is, because when they did make the playoffs, he showed us that he was not happy with his return on investment by immediately, like, cutting payroll. And, I mean, the payroll is lower now than it was then, which doesn't make sense to me with how much more expensive everything nowadays. He's basically cutting position players, throughout the years. So I'm just confused of, like, why we think like you said, he doesn't care. I'm convinced of it because he doesn't try.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why that people look at what they do and say, this dude does not care if they're bad. Because regardless of if anybody goes through those gates at all, he's making money. That's where it's not even about, like, you know, the certain group of people who say, well, the fans are the problem. You know, they just keep going to games. Not really. I promise you that Bob Nutting will make money regardless of how many people go through those turnstiles. Because with the revenue sharing and how the finances break down in Major League Baseball, he will make money. So, no, I'm not going to blame people for going and enjoying a baseball game. Yeah, does he get way more people than he should for some of these silly promotions? Absolutely. And then they walk right out of the stadium after. But that is, you know, baseball is part of the issue here because he's making money. There could be nobody in the stands and he's making money. And what they have done for the last, almost, you know, last decade now tells us we don't really care. The players basically have to be way better than expectation and carry themselves to the playoffs. And Don Kelly has to be somebody that carries the team to the playoffs, because I don't think they're getting much help from the front office.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.